NBAA reminds Congress business aircraft are more than just perks. DOT will finally start tracking tarmac strandings. And cutbacks in China put backlogs at Boeing and Airbus at risk. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, December 11th, 2008. National Business Aviation Association President Ed Bolin has sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, upset that language in the auto industry bailout bill reflects a lack of appreciation for the legitimate uses of business aircraft. After the circus that followed the three U.S. auto CEOs showing up to testify a couple weeks ago in three private jets, the bailout bill has language which, according to Bolin's letter, quote, appears to prohibit the use of business aviation in all situations, including when it's the sole mode of transportation available to a business, or it is the most prudent and cost-effective solution to a given transportation challenge, unquote. Bolin responds, quote, while we understand the intent of Congress, we believe that the broad wording of the provision could be misinterpreted as suggesting that Congress does not recognize the critical importance of this mode of transportation to the success of U.S. businesses facing unprecedented international competition, the economic development of small towns and rural communities, and the jobs of hundreds of thousands of U.S. workers, unquote. It's a little ironic that NBAA should have to point this out to Speaker Pelosi, who made headlines earlier this year when she demanded a larger Air Force VIP jet to commute between Washington and her California home, saying the smaller jets normally available to lawmakers weren't large enough for her growing entourage. Advocates for an airline passenger's bill of rights won't call this one a victory, but it's a start. The U.S. Department of Transportation has agreed to start publishing data on tarmac delays for canceled or diverted flights. Up till now, if a flight was canceled after it left a gate, even if it was 9 hours after it left the gate, the resulting stranding of passengers on the plane on the ground officially didn't happen. And if your flight was diverted and sat on the ground 9 hours before resuming the trip, the only thing recorded was taxi time at the departure and arrival airports, nothing in between. The Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights has long complained that a lack of DOT acknowledgement of the delays has allowed airlines to get away with dismissing them as rare. In a bit of the hyperbole for which she's become known, Transportation Secretary Mary Peters said the new statistics will provide passengers, quote, a valuable new resource to help them choose carriers and flights, unquote. DOT's Bureau of Transportation Statistics says the major airlines from which it receives reports arrived on time at a higher rate in October than in either October of last year or September of this year. BTS says the 19 reporting carriers got 86% of their October flights to their destinations no later than 15 minutes past scheduled arrival, beating both September's 84.9% and October 2007's 78.2%. Pinnacle Airlines had the best on-time arrival rate at 90.7%. Northwest was a close second at 90, and Hawaiian Airlines an even closer third at 89.9%. You can find more details of the reports, including strandings, in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. Boeing and Airbus have both pointed to large order backlogs to convince financial analysts their commercial aircraft production operations can weather a recession just fine. Airbus recently estimated that about a quarter of its backlog might be at risk of cancellation in a deep recession. Boeing would admit to only a few percent of its orders being iffy. But regardless of the level of confidence, even firm orders are really just paper airplanes, if you'll excuse that expression. Now, we may be about to find out just how robust those backlogs are. Economists have debated whether the recent boom in China would wither if the U.S. fell on hard times. The Wall Street Journal now reports China has urged its airlines to cancel or postpone 2009 aircraft deliveries following an abrupt downturn in the air travel market there following the Beijing Olympics. If the bottom fell out of the Chinese market, both Boeing and Airbus could find it necessary to cut production. In the dark days after the 9/11 attacks in the U.S., robust demand from China helped plane makers offset depressed demand elsewhere in the world. But this time, the feared slump in Chinese demand coincides with decisions by even financially sound airlines in other regions to cancel leases and waive options for new aircraft. Boeing insists it has had no specific request to defer or cancel airplanes. An Airbus spokesman declined to comment to the Wall Street Journal. In its statement, China also announced reductions in fees and taxes on its domestic airlines, including rebates of some 2008 payments already made. Some Chinese airlines are already asking for more in the way of a government bailout. Up next on ANN, an MU-2 pilot makes an ugly engine-out landing near Memphis. The death toll is now 4 in the crash of a Marine FA-18. And Emirates will attempt a marathon green flight. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for December 11th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. For the first time in over a year, there's been an accident involving a Mitsubishi MU-2 turboprop. The Memphis Commercial Appeal reports the pilot of an MU-2 radioed the tower at the Millington Regional Jetport north of Memphis, Tennessee, just before 11 a.m. on Tuesday, reporting engine trouble. The pilot initially said he'd shoot for an emergency landing on U.S. Highway 51, west of the airfield, but later realized he could make the airport. Based on reported information, the aircraft landed hard near the end of runway 4, then skated sideways off the pavement, through grass and a chain-link fence, before coming to rest. Before they could extricate the injured pilot, firefighters had to use fire-retardant foam to stop the still-running left engine, whose spinning propeller had cut into the fuselage. Online tracking data shows the plane had departed the airport just 2 minutes earlier on an IFR flight plan. The MU-2 is known as a fast and efficient aircraft, which demands more proficiency than is possessed by many of the pilots who can afford to buy one. The plane has recorded 19 accidents with 12 fatalities since 2003. Mitsubishi has argued for years that the FAA should require a type rating for pilots to fly the plane. The FAA has resisted that suggestion, but did impose a special federal aviation regulation in January, raising training, experience, and operating requirements, and focusing on engine failures. Tuesday's ugly landing was the first reported incident since that SFAR took effect. Recovery workers found a fourth body following Monday's crash of a U.S. Marine FA-18D Hornet fighter into a residential neighborhood near Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in Southern California. The Associated Press reports the body of 15-month-old Grace Yoon was found by search teams Tuesday afternoon amid the rubble of her family's home in University City. Her mother and grandmother were also killed. The unidentified pilot, who ejected safely just before the crash, was reportedly returning to Miramar following a carrier landing training sortie on board the USS Abraham Lincoln. After losing one engine, he attempted to nurse the fighter to Miramar and almost made it, but the fighter's second engine flamed out on approach to land. Marine Corps officials say the pilot then tried to make a nearby canyon, but couldn't hold the plane in the air. The home rented by the Yoon family is typical of development which has encroached on the base in recent years. It was completely destroyed and three other homes damaged. The pilot is reported in good condition, recovering at a nearby naval hospital. On Monday, Emirates will initiate service from Dubai to San Francisco with a Boeing 777, making what it terms the world's first cross-polar green flight. The flight will benefit from routing, which required cooperation among the governments of Dubai, Russia, Iceland, Canada, the U.S., and other countries. Emirates hopes the resulting efficiency will save 2,000 gallons of fuel and 30,000 pounds of carbon emissions. The flight will be made direct and take 16 hours. Specific green tactics to be tested include priority taxi and departure clearances, with routing to provide an unimpeded climb through to cruise altitude. Direct routing over Russian and Canadian airspace, with flexible routing available over Canada, and a continuous descent at San Francisco if possible. Emirates says its M-Vironment flight will fly near the North Pole in a test of what may become a regular route. Delta Airlines is preparing its workforce for a challenging 2009. In a memo to employees, CEO Richard Anderson warned last week, quote, "Consumers and businesses during a recession tend to tighten their belts, and tighten their belts means they won't buy as many airline tickets," unquote. A copy of the message was obtained by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which reports the airline expects a drop in revenue of 8 to 12% in 2009. Delta President Ed Bastian calls it, quote, "an unprecedented level of decline in the amount of airline industry revenue, but it's also related to what we're seeing going on across other economic sectors," unquote. Making matters worse, Delta has one of its hubs in Detroit, where the domestic automakers are struggling now and where the local economy would be shattered if the car companies were to close. If Delta's forecast holds true, the airlines will see a slump second only to the period immediately following 9/11, when the industry saw 17% of its revenue evaporate. Bastian did have a bit of good news. Throughout the challenges in 2009, he expects Delta to turn a profit due to the remarkable drop in fuel prices. Still ahead, for the shuttle Endeavour, this would be considered low and slow. An F-16 lands itself at Edwards Air Force Base. And United Airlines borrows a financial trick from GA Flight Schools. You're listening to Aero News.
Okay. Right up front, let me say that Garmin does not give tax advice. We have lawyers who cringe at the very thought of suggesting there might be tax advantages to buying a new Garmin avionics system this year.
Did he say tax advantages?
Could that be construed as tax advice, either express or implied? Yeah, like I said, lawyers. So I guess I won't be telling you that this year Congress is offering special bonus depreciation up to 50% in year one for qualified business equipment placed in service during 2008. Business equipment like, say, a new Garmin avionics stack. But you didn't hear that from me, right?
What did he just say?
Okay, better check with your tax consultant for guidance and your Garmin dealer for the installation. Garmin. Follow the leader.
See your tax advisor for guidance.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, December 11th. I'm Paul Plack. The Space Shuttle Endeavour spent the night in Fort Worth, Texas last night. It was carried there from Edwards Air Force Base on the back of a specially modified 747 called simply the Shuttle Carrier Aircraft. Weather resulted in a decision to land Endeavour in California at the conclusion of STS-126 on November 30th. NASA likes to avoid that option if possible because the piggyback ferry flight back to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida is roughly a $1 million deal. The SCA and Endeavour could be home as soon as this afternoon, but NASA said weather considerations make tomorrow a more likely bet. Due to the weight and drag of the shuttle, the SCA can only fly at about Mach 0.6 and 15,000 feet. That's down in general aviation territory. Tell me that wouldn't be a cool snapshot out the window of your 172. Modern military aircraft make extensive use of computers for stability enhancement. But now comes word that an F-16 has been landed at Edwards Air Force Base autonomously, under complete computer control. Lockheed Martin and the U.S. Air Force say the demonstration lays the foundation for consistent, repeatable, and controlled automatic landings of the F-16 in various wind conditions and airfield situations. Lockheed Martin Executive VP Frank Cappuccio explains, quote, "Such technology, in concert with the skill and experience of today's warfighter, presents a formidable force against existing foes and provides a basis for further developing manned and unmanned vehicles that can meet the challenges facing the warfighters of tomorrow," unquote. For the test at Edwards, the auto-land sequence was initiated during flight by an onboard safety pilot. The computer uses algorithms developed by Lockheed Martin to control altitude, glide slope, airspeed, and descent rate until the aircraft comes to a stop on the runway. In a sort of scaled-up version of a business model employed by many GA flight schools, United Airlines parent company UAL has done a leaseback deal that adds about $150 million cash to the company's unrestricted liquidity. The company sold 15 Boeing 757s to East Shore Aircraft LLC. That's a wholly owned subsidiary of Wayzata Opportunities Fund II, LP, and the sale was worth about $150 million. United will lease the aircraft back now from East Shore and continue to operate and maintain them. Catherine McKells, United CFO, says the move is a step toward returning the airline to profitability in 2009. And finally, January's scheduled auction of a rare Ford Trimotor by Barrett Jackson isn't the only near-term opportunity for you to own a piece of aviation history. Cruise International's annual collector car auction is coming up next week, and standing out amidst Wayne Newton's 82 Mercedes and Pamela Anderson's custom Lovestream trailer lounge will be a jet airplane once owned by the king of rock and roll. Elvis Presley's 1962 Lockheed Jetstar JT-12-5 is said to be in unrestored condition, including exterior paint and the original interior. It's expected to bring between $700,000 and $2 million when it goes on the block December 19th and 20th at the beautifully remodeled South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. If you want to inspect the Jetstar, your only opportunity will be this Saturday and Sunday at Roswell, New Mexico. For more details or to register for the auction, call Cruise International toll-free. Their number is 1-800-968-4444. Pamela Anderson is reportedly taking steps to make sure Elvis's personal jet doesn't take all the attention from the trailer she's selling. She's making plans to appear in person for the auction, and she does have a knack for standing out. You know, I'm not sure which is less surprising, that Elvis's jet turned up in Roswell, or that Pamela Anderson owns a trailer. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. This coming Monday, a political dispute within the National Association of Flight Instructors could result in a portion of the membership splitting off to form a new group. We'll bring you some background from my October interview with NAFI Master Instructor and 2006 CFI of the Year, Rich Stoll. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.